you want to change your image, you got to get your face out there. Oh, on the radio.
That's it, the radio. I'll go on the most popular program of the day. I assume that's still Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action Reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come. Right, whole beans, to the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been in the scene.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
There he goes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
You'll love their D's and B's. Don and Mike.
Well, we're outside.
Well, here we are.
Is this on?
Hello.
Yeah, we're on.
Hello. Testing 1, 2. We are outside. You know, I picked a really good day to wear a black shirt.
Now, the question is, the woman who's here with the GPA kid.
Yes, this is Mom over here.
That's about.
You're the mom?
Are you the birth mother? Wow.
Hi, what's your name?
Don.
This is your ex.
Let me say.
Are you, you're familiar with the term MILF, right?
Sir, did you see what happened?
Mom, okay, I'd like to F.
She pushes the microphone away. You're very attractive. You're a very nice-looking mommy.
Thank you.
And that's what Joe said. You know, Joe Artinger, our phone screener, came in and said, he should see his mother, dude.
And here is the kid now.
Ryan.
What is your name, Ryan?
Ryan.
Ryan, and you, first off, for showing up, have won Aerosmith tickets for your dad. If you beat Mr. 40 in the 40-yard dash, you will also win Ozfest tickets.
Now, it's not technically 40 yards. The race course has been lengthened a little bit for the purposes of drama. They are going to start at the fire hydrant all the way up the street, and they will finish at the oak tree down in front of, I think it's an oak tree. Well, I might be wrong. What is it, Rob?
It's a not oak tree.
It's a not oak tree. So, Ryan, are you feeling confident?
Yes, I am.
And what do you have to say to Mr. Geronimo for giving you those tickets to Aerosmith?
Thank you.
Very good.
Now, I'll tell you something. Your mom is not a whore.
There you go. There you go. Say that was a compliment.
Mr. 40, your thoughts?
What's up?
What's up? Are you nervous, 40? You look nervous.
Yeah, I mean, I've been drinking. Well, I'm 240s down.
Now, 40,
there.
40,
we... on microphone?
Yeah, he's wired.
Oh, yeah. Did
40,
you hear me?
We've never asked you. How old are you, 40? Do you care?
I was waiting for you to go like this.
No, I know, because you have your microphone.
There.
Do you care to tell us how old?
I'm 31 in June.
And Ryan, you would be?
17.
Okay, so, I mean, like the NFLer and the rookie NFLer right here.
Let's not forget this reconstructed knee.
Oh, he's got a reconstructed knee.
I was going to wait until after the race to say that. But
I'm still going to bet on the black man in this race.
How much would you like to bet? Because now that I see the kid, I'm ready to bet 100 American dollars.
Oh, yeah,
the thing is, you already owe me 100.
What do I owe you 100 for?
For the bet about the Asian girl's boobs.
Oh, that's right, and we slid. Forgave that bet. If I won the bet and then forgave you the bet.
And which I would hope to do.
Let's make the bet.
$100.
All right. All right. Good luck, Ryan. I'm betting on you.
Yep. 40.
What's up?
All right.
Do it for all of us blacks. Do it for
gentlemen,
race.
Now we need somebody. Somebody's got to, from the show, ought to run up to the end with them. Somebody, yeah. Anybody want to run up there? Lisa, you want to jog up there with them to the end of the fire hydrant? You don't have to run, but just somebody's got to. Oh, Billy. Ah! Billy! I just called Charlie Broyhill Billy again.
Yeah,
people.
That's longer than they thought it was.
People who have actually shown up with signs. Amazing. What is your name?
I'm John.
John, your signs. Oh, no. You can't read it, but we agree with you.
Yes.
And you are.
How are we going to know when to go?
I'm John.
Say go?
Your sign says?
I have a 3.0 GPA, too.
All right.
And, 140 run, kill Whitey.
Kill Whitey.
That's funny.
Right, what's your...
Our parents last night.
Yeah, I said the poll. They said the fire hydrant.
SpongeBob, and I did win her SpongeBob.
John,
so how about second?
Let me just take a moment here and just say hello to the lovely Jessica Beadle, who is here. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Are you enjoying the athletic competition?
Very much.
Thank you.
Jessica O'Mara. And you are from Las Vegas?
Yes.
And what, you're in D.C. sightseeing?
Yes, correct. And I had to make sure I made a stop to see you guys.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
You too. Colleen.
Nice to meet you, Colleen.
So you got a little bonus coming down here today, Colleen.
All right, well, listen, let's...
There you go.
Let's get this...
What?
Are we she looks a little like Peter Fonda.
Let's get this race underway.
Hey, wait, a couple of the roadies from the Allman Brothers have just gotten here. Hello, fellas. What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, and your name?
Justin.
How you guys doing?
All right.
You been smoking any marijuana today, boys?
Not today.
Not today?
Not much.
Not much. Okay, very good. Just checking.
And Mike?
Yes, Don.
We've
got the youth movement represented.
And we've got a
senior citizen.
Yes. Guy here. What's your name?
Howard.
How old are you, Howard?
Pair of sixes.
66. You don't look 60. You look a little younger than 66.
Thank you.
Big fan of the show?
Now I'll really listen to the show.
Now he'll really listen to the show. Okay. Whatever. Isn't that a 66-year-old thing to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, yo.
All right. Well, let's get this race underway. Charlie, we're ready to start.
Can Charlie hear us?
I can't scream.
All right.
You are.
Charlie, I'm going to go like this, and then you get him going. Ready?
Here we go.
One.
Cheer on, your favorite.
Two. Oh, they started.
Here they come. Mike, here they come.
That was quite... Oh, my goodness.
Fuck the boost.
You... Give him a beer anyway.
Wow. Ryan, get back over here.
You beat him by 6 seconds.
I know, hey.
What?
What do you think of the kid? What do you think of the kid, Gordy?
You blocked all the blacks down.
Hey. He got me, dog.
Ryan,
look at how confident he is.
Thank you. Nice run.
That's pretty good. And you just made me $100, son.
Which I don't have to pay, right?
I'll let you know at the end of the week.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'll forgive it. Why not?
You've won Ozfest tickets and Aerosmith tickets. Take your dad and have a good time.
Thank you very much.
Now, what's your speech? Do you have a speech for us after this incredible windfall? Show us that grade point 3.0. Go ahead.
Why people can't beat black people in races.
That's his only statement.
See, now we got to take it to the basketball court.
Oh, okay, there you go. The next challenge, absolutely.
Charlie, let me ask you a question.
Good
job, man.
You have on hard shoes.
Yeah, you all got some of my t-shirts.
I wish I would have had some shoes. I'd like to run.
What if you borrowed some tennis shoes? Could you take them on?
I don't think so.
And Charlie, do you remember that company picnic from years ago, that one dash that we had? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And do you know who won?
No.
I beat you in a sprint in the company picnic at WAVA.
I'll race Mike right now.
Right now, but
I never remember you beating Charlie in a race.
I did. I beat you at the company picnic that one year we were doing the little races there. Right. I bet,
was it the obstacle course?
Yes, it was the obstacle course.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically, I beat you, and there was and the last part was the sprint, and I beat you.
Technically, you did.
Lisa found that very hard to believe.
So do I.
But I did.
I don't remember. I also remember seeing. David
I would block
Haynes
it out
throw.
Too. What's that?
I remember seeing David Haynes throw.
What was that? David Haynes throw a baseball?
Yeah, it just looked like a girl.
He looked like a girl.
Well, it was a hell of a race, 40.
Sure was, 40. And what do you have to say to all the brothers and sisters who are listening today?
Dog, all the brothers and sisters going to love me. I mean, main man was a sprinter. It's all good. Like I said, I don't have no excuses. He took off and was gone.
I think we got a I wish we had a stopwatch here. Is he the track athlete he said he was, Charlie?
I would say so.
All right, give him a round of applause.
There's your winner.
He proved himself, stand-up guy, showed up down here. He's the man today, absolutely.
Emma. Does your dad bang your mom all the time?
I don't know about all that. Stay out of that.
Is your mom happily married?
Oh, yeah, they're very happy.
Very happy?
Yep.
Do you think your mom's attracted to Mike?
Negative.
Negative. Let me ask Mom about that. Is that true, Mom?
What?
Nothing between us at all?
No
attraction whatsoever?
No, nothing.
Well, you're a happily married woman. You're supposed to say that, right?
Yeah.
But she doesn't really mean it. I could tell by her eyes.
Me too, Mike.
There you go.
Me too.
No problem at all.
Let me get a good look at that mom. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I don't want to be cold.
Because
she is beautiful.
What do you want to say?
Go back.
Right.
And walk by her.
Uh-huh.
You see where she has that little midriff Billy shirt?
Yeah.
Just look at the stretch marks.
Oh, God.
Come on. Come with me. Just come
look. No, I see. Don?
No.
I can see.
Mike, just come look. Come here.
Oh, God.
Just come look just for a second.
Yeah, I got you. I see him from here.
Oh, where are you going?
I see him from here.
Where are you going?
I see him from here.
You always leave when it gets fun.
I know. I don't have the gift for naked cruelty that you have.
I'm not being cruel.
I just didn't want to walk over and stare at her stretch marks. Dude.
She had them, dude.
I know she did. I could actually see them from where I was standing.
Listen, bro, she has them.
Hey, bro. Bro. Now, can we still be heard?
Yes.
Still?
But that
hey,
be,
here we are in the lobby.
A great race.
Fantastic.
And Mr. 40 let all blacks down on this planet. Ryan is the big winner, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I?
When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
Ass play.
The Don and Mike Show.
They can have coitus without bleeding. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I had a very bad weekend in jail.
What?
I had a very bad weekend in jail this weekend.
Oh, this guy who calls and always says he has to spend the weekend in county jail.
Right.
I broke my finger.
You broke your finger?
How'd you do that?
It's a black man put a food tray down on it.
Really?
Yeah. Can Joe get a raise this week?
This is Joe's guy, Joe's friend in jail.
If he says if he gets a raise, he'll invite me up to Washington, D.C. and buy me French fries.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Wow.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Buzzy.
Hi.
Hey, Rob.
Hi.
Hi, Joey.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to ask Mike if he'd marry me.
What do you look like?
Who do I look like?
Well, yeah, okay, that's fine. That'll suffice. Who, what, where, when?
I don't really know now. I just got my hair cut.
Celebrity you most resemble?
I'm trying to think of one.
Before you got your hair cut, who did you look like?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. I have to go on something here. You know?
Are you big?
No. Well, what do you mean big?
Define big, Don.
Are you Anna Nicole Smith big?
Oh, no. I meant, like, what part big?
Because women that have seen me would, to be quite honest, describe me as somewhat of a petite man. I know that's not a word that's normally used to describe a
You're
guy.
Slight.
That's better. That petite is kind of, you know, baggy sounding.
Slight.
Yeah, slight. That's much better.
I'm slight.
You're, okay.
Now, please, can you describe yourself to me, please? Would you describe yourself, please?
Yeah, I can. Okay. I have short, brownish red hair.
Okay, again, a match.
Brownish red hair.
With Mike.
Yeah. With air.
Blue eyes.
A match.
Crossed.
What?
Crossed?
No.
All right, damn it. All right, okay, that's okay. Well, I'll let that slide. Blue eyes, yes.
About 5'6" and a half.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're taller than him.
Right.
That's pretty sad, Mike.
Well, hey, no, where do you see me?
I told you you're slight.
I work out.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now keep going.
What else do you want?
Well, the whole package, darling.
What about your boobs?
They're too big.
They're too big?
Yeah.
Too big. What do you mean by too big?
I want them to go away.
Oh, really? You want to have a breast reduction?
Yes, I do.
What size would they be?
Geez, a 38D.
38D.
How old are you?
17.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Warning,
warning. No, he's not retarded.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Jesus, what was that all about?
Put that through to Charlie Broyhill.
Yes, or Joe.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Or Buzz.
I don't think Mike should get married again. I think he should just have a Saturday night girl.
A Saturday night girl. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm technically not divorced. I'm separated, and there's a huge difference in the eyes of the law.
Well, I'm technically not divorced. I'm just separated.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're separated, you can do whatever you want.
You want to make,
go
you,
out? If you like, you're legally separated, which I am.
Would you like to be Mike's Saturday night F, his SNF?
Well, it's got to be dinner first, then that.
Well, why don't you describe yourself? And I'm certainly enjoying this portion of the broadcast.
Mike is slight.
You sound like maybe I'm a petite man, as I discussed before. Little under 5'6", as Don so embarrassingly pointed out.
But you wear elevator shoes.
I do, for the right woman.
I'm only 5'2".
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I weigh 115 pounds.
Uh-huh. Are you a smoker?
No.
You're not.
Oh. No.
You weigh 115 pounds?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's very well proportioned.
Uh-huh. But I don't mind smokers.
Really? And who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, I don't know. It would either have to be, I've had some people tell me I was a smaller version of Shania Twain.
Oh, wow.
Or a more modern version of Vivian Leigh, who played in Gone with the Wind.
Mm. Well, it's working.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Well, it's working for me.
And Mike looks like Harry Potter.
Yeah, I do. I have
a grown-up Harry Potter.
I have the same glasses. I'm a slight man, mm-hmm. Petite. And, you know, you can find pictures on the web.
Yeah.
I've seen you on the web, and that works. Because I don't want to get married again. I just want a Saturday night man.
It's official. You're my Saturday night girl.
Yeah.
Yay!
SNF.
Absolutely.
You're SNFB.
Should I bring the condoms, or should you?
You should.
Okay, very good. Fantastic.
I don't want to keep him. I have a child. I wouldn't want him to come across.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Disqualification.
Oh, it was going so well.
Yeah. No strings. That's Mike's motto.
Sorry about
that. That's the tattoo.
Well, but you'd never be able to meet him.
Mike just got that tattooed on his penis. No strings.
Never be able to meet them? Is that plural?
No, him.
Him. Okay.
Him.
I only have one.
Really?
And you would never, ever get to meet him, because I won't.
Well, I've got some good news, and this is not, of course, going to take effect until next summer, because we're really a year behind.
Right.
But I'm replacing the Impressionist camp with the Saturday Night Girls camp. So next year, we're going to have a whole camp. And it's not just going to be me. It's going to be a variety of different singles.
And Mike,
Charlie Broyhill will be lecturing there.
Don't forget your other rule.
Yes.
Virgins only.
Yes, of course.
Virgins only.
Yeah, yeah. No.
VOP.
Don, actually, I got consulted on that rule. That ain't gonna work.
Really?
No. It's impossible. But we're setting up the camp, and I'm springing for all the school buses. There are about 3 school buses that have been taken out of service,
and
we're gonna bus all the ladies from all the different from all the different cities to the camp.
Do you still have the breakfast bar?
We're gonna have the breakfast bar
on stage at the Nissan Pavilion.
You ready for this? Now, don't tell anybody.
Okay.
I'm gonna be cooking omelets this year.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
And
sex with Mike, and then a nice omelet.
Yeah. Wait till you see the way I scramble the egg.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I'm a head of sexual mail, and I feel like I'm part of your guys' team. I've been listening to you so long, so.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and take one for the team, Mike, if you want.
That's very nice
now
of you.
Now, you can't drop the... Say it again without saying the word.
Say what now?
You can't say the F word, but say what you just said.
You use the letter.
I'll give them a good F.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right, no
I
problem.
Appreciate that.
Very generous, really.
And based on the way our bet goes, you know, I'll be dressed for the occasion.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
How are your fingernails?
My fingernails grow, sir. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
And when you cook those eggs?
Right.
What else are you going to serve with
them? Hey, see, you've made an assumption that's incorrect. You're assuming that my hands will in any way be involved with making those eggs.
He does it with no hands.
That's right.
Goodbye.
Extra long wooden spoon.
Tomorrow on the show, our NFL fantasy draft.
Yeah, everybody's getting pumped for that.
We're going to start right at 11 a.m. and 1 minute on the clock for each pick.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz has the first pick.
Amazing, isn't it?
Buzz?
Yes.
Who are you leaning towards now?
Well, it hasn't changed. As I said earlier, Kurt Warner or the other guy.
If you had to pick...
Marshall Faulk.
If you had to pick right now, if the draft was today, right now,
mm-hmm.
who would you pick?
Honestly, I'm leaning toward Marshall Faulk, but I've not decided yet.
Also, tomorrow on the show, why? Any reason?
Well, I hear that the other guy, you know, is prone to injury, has had some injury problems. Kurt Warner, a little banged up, I hear.
So is Marshall Faulk.
Yeah, well, I heard that too. I just don't know. Maybe flip a coin.
Flip a coin.
You should just come out and tell him who you want, and then he'll pick the other guy.
No, he won't.
You shouldn't be transferred. I bet he'd do me a
solid,
as Arliss would say.
He would not.
There's the drama.
But here's
the drama.
This is where you're a good poker player. I don't know whether it's Kurt Warner or Marshall Faulk for you. I think you might be playing the bait and switch reverse. You might be doing a double cross.
I know.
It might not be either one of those two. You might pull a wild card out.
No. This I promise, I swear to Christ, it is one of those two.
Mm-hmm. So you will pick either Marshall Faulk or Kurt Warner as your first draft pick?
No, you know what? I'm going to have to take that back.
That's Word of Christ. I have to take it back.
Is anybody playing tonight?
No.
Nobody plays tonight.
Which thing are you taking back?
That I would take one of those two guys.
He means he'll pick somebody else.
Because depending on which of those two guys you take,
right.
I might take another guy.
I see.
Is Peyton Manning healthy this year?
Yeah. Healthy as Mr. Ed. They're all healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Trent Dilfer.
Right.
What's amazing about fantasy football is it's basically based on the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean dick in the NFL.
Not anymore.
I mean, I know enough about football to know that that doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. Listen, tomorrow on the show as well, besides Las Vegas-style show, the winner. We're going to do the winner tomorrow. We're out of time today.
We are going to do the winner tomorrow?
Out of time today.
Very good.
We've got another five entries.
We're going to do a first part of the show tomorrow?
To read, no. We're doing the draft first part of the show.
Okay, because I thought you were saying you wanted to give the station time to promote it.
Well, I changed my mind.
Okay.
I mean, being as we can't get it in today,
right?
We're just talking about 4 hours.
Okay.
And I'm really jacked for the draft.
I am too.
I'm really, really jacked for the
draft. I am ready, especially with that 60-second time limit. That is going to be tough.
Let me just read you a couple of the new entries that we've received in the contest to do the show from somebody's house, the Las Vegas-style show on Friday night in Philadelphia. Max number, 800-636-6410. Right, because we're coming to your house.
Coming to your house.
Have a good time.
Have a good time.
All right, here's a couple of the entries we received. Dear Don and Mike, here are reasons why my house is better than the guy's house in Ben Salem. I have no wife. I have a pool. I have a huge deck. I have a real tiki bar. 16-foot bar under roof, complete with satellite TV, tap system, ceiling fan, refrigerator, view of pool and horseshoe pits, basement game room, complete with pool table, and our beloved Eagles logo in the center, wet bar, video golf, Tetris and pinball. Beautiful upper deck off the main house overlooking the tiki bar and pool.
Upper deck.
Attached to the indoor attractions already, including central air.
Upper deck.
1.5 bath, no waiting. Widescreen TV, satellite reception. My newly added waterfall and pond.
Ooh.
Easy to get to.
Like a grotto.
1 block off Route 3 West Chandler Pike in beautiful Newton Square, Pennsylvania. Naked suntanning happens. That's from John.
Very good, John. Good letter.
Night.
And here's another one to your daughter, Mike. I'd love it if you guys would do your Las Vegas-style show from my house. I live in Northeast Philly in a single home with a big backyard and a deck in the back. My major reason for this request, other than being a huge fan of the show, is to piss off my next-door neighbor. Ever since I moved here, he's been nothing but a total dick. I keep a nice property and keep to myself, but he still finds a way to be an ass to me and my neighbors. In fact, he once reported me to the city for putting my trash out 3 hours early, and I got a ticket.
Wow.
A major radio station coming to my house would put him over the edge. Okay, now, see, this is what I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, so do I, but that
but this is
work.
Not no. What's going to win you the contest.
No, what's going to win the contest, and I will tell everybody, even the lovely descriptions of the property is not necessarily going to win you the contest. There's one particular factor that's going to win you the contest, and that is audience participation in our games.
Lots of girls.
Mm-hmm. That's what does it.
Lots of girls willing to take off their clothes to win big cash prizes.
That's when we pick your letter, that's what we confirm, and that's how it works.
Okay, as I go through right now, I think the first letter we read is probably a finalist.
Mm-hmm.
The one where the woman whose mom and dad would be there?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
okay.
The one.
Then we have Lance, who sent a good letter, but remember, we didn't like his follow-up letter.
No, not at all.
Okay, then we have the third one was the guy who lives 10 minutes outside of Center City. This is the guy that he really was just challenging us. My end of the bargain will be complete with no doubt. Let's see if you can hang in there for a good time call. Who needs off-duty cops when you're friends with the mayor? Or leave your friends at home with the wife and kids?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a finalist.
All right.
Then we have this guy from Collegeville, Pennsylvania, by King of Prussia Mall. 2.5 acres outside deck. Jacuzzi, and he also is a DJ at Philly's number one swingers club.
That was an interesting letter.
Yeah. So he can supply lots of girls. Then we've got the guy from Washington Township who came back with a follow-up letter
right.
for this guy. We liked him yesterday.
That's with the bar.
Then we have Mark from Philadelphia who writes, nobody in this city can produce more naked, hot girls than me.
Hmm. Now, if you want to know how to be a finalist, that works.
Now, then we have this one, which I'm partial to, because one of the items he listed was three hot, young, lactating moms in the backyard. Sorry, Mike. You know that turns me on.
Yeah.
And the wife who looks like a more buxom Meg Ryan. Now, I don't know, doesn't say anything about having a ton of girls show up.
No.
Right. So I don't know if you that's could, the finalist.
You could sit there and watch the lactating moms.
Let me see. Then we've got this one, which was just the woman, remember the one, her husband is a cop and works the night shift and really...
That was not a finalist.
Figure out
we can weed some of those out.
Didn't work.
Then we got... This is
a challenging letter with nothing, with no information that you kind of like.
I know we're running late on time. Let me just try to call this guy.
We have to know more.
Dear Don and Mike, this is John from Philly. I got a good pad to run SHI from. Excuse me, I got the goods. Trust me. That's all the guy wrote.
Yeah, it's intriguing.
See if we can get some more information out of him.
Oops, sorry. Hold on a second. I got to redial. Either way, we're coming to Philadelphia Friday.
Right.
Doing the show from someone's house Friday night, a Las Vegas-style show.
Yay.
Let me try to get this guy on the air. Johnny.
See what happens with Johnny.
Johnny. He has some wild stuff. Johnny. Oh, I got to take this part off the air. Bear with me. Johnny.
Hi-o.
I guess we'll get it down, I think, to three finalists.
Very good.
Hi, is John there? Yeah, this is Don and Mike. From WYSB? We're on the air, is that okay? John, we're on the air, is that okay? Yeah, it's fine. Okay, here he is, here's John.
Hey, John.
John, we got your letter in the Las Vegas-style show contest.
Right.
And I'm intrigued by the fact that yours is the shortest letter.
Really?
Yes, three lines. Three sentences.
How old are you, John?
26.
And, John, why should we come to your house?
Why?
Yes.
Basically, because, I like to broadcast live, And that's pretty cool.
Thank you, John.
Disqualification.
Thank you.
Lance is on the phone to defend himself.
Very good.
Lance.
Hi.
No, it's not Lance.
not Lance.
Tom.
I'm Gavin.
Tom, hi, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
I am in good goddamn mood today.
Why?
Why?
It is definitely code red, and it's 97 degrees outside, and it's 105...
heat index?
Index.
Right. Anyway, listen, we're going to pick the winner in this contest tomorrow.
What's the heat index, Tom?
105.
No, what is it? Explain it to us.
It's like the humidity.
It's the what?
Humidity.
Yes. So, Philadelphia, what you want to do is fax us a letter and tell us why we should come to your house.
Right.
We'll pick three finalists tomorrow, and then we'll pick a winner. Fax number 800.
Fax number is 1-800-636-6410.
He's right.
Way to go, Tommy. You know what he's saying about he's having a good day today? He's trying to communicate to us that he's having one of his good days. That's what Tom's saying.
A lucid day.
Right. Isn't that right, Tom?
Yes, I am.
Yes. All right. Very good.
And I'd like to know if I can go with you all on Friday to Philly for this Las Vegas style show.
Tom, if you can find your own way there, yes, you can.
And Tom?
Yes?
If you come up, we'll let you race Mr. 40.
What? Is Mr. 40 going?
Yes.
We almost got to watch it there.
Watch?
Is Dennis coming?
Yes.
No, he's not.
Dennis is great.
Yeah, Dennis is coming.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, yeah, Dennis is coming. You want Dennis to come, don't you, Tom?
Yeah, so I can arm wrestle him.
Yeah. All right,
Tom made
a
joke.
Hold on there, Tom. The real Lance is this one. Lance.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Now, Lance, you want to make a case.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Well, my follow-up letter was to see, I don't think many people would invite other fans. And that's what I was trying to do. This way, more people would have the opportunity to come that were fans. I am organizing with a local, actually it's Philly's best go-go bar. Actually it's a gentleman's club, let me say. And they're going to have a few women coming. So I just want to call up and defend myself and see you guys Friday. So.
All right, Lance, I won't toss you out then.
I appreciate it, Phil.
Staying in the folder. Thank you, Lance.
Thanks.
All right, Lance, thanks for calling.
All right.
See you later.
See you Friday.
Bye-bye.
Anyway,
very confident.
Mm-hmm.
Confident young man.
Hey, where were we? Tom.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, we got to go to the news, Tom.
Let me see. Buzz?
Yes, Tom.
Let's go to the news, buddy.
All right.
Put the thing.
All right, hold on. Let me do the thing here, Tom.
All right.
And then I got to do the other thing here.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
Me.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And
what, Tom?
It's Buzz in the news.
And then what do I ask, Buzz?
What is it, Don?
Come on, no, you can do it, Tom. Think about it.
What is it, like?
No, Tom.
Buzz,
Tom,
What
is the lead story for today?
There it is.
What's the lead story for today, Buzz?
Tom, today's top story is planes, trains, and bankruptcies.
Oh.
Oh.
Now say something witty, Tom.
Woody?
Witty.
Like?
Funny.
Like U.S. Air is going bankrupt.
He scooped you, Buzz.
I'm telling you, rent the movie A Beautiful Mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You are listening to it right now.
Yes, happened in one of those days.
This is one of those days.
But he can still roar.
And that's how I always say, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for news and comment on the Don and Mike Show. Next up is with Buzz.
Are you wearing your rubber band right now?
No, I'm not. I'm doing good today. I did laundry today.
Hold on. I didn't mean to do that. Hold on. What, Tom?
You did laundry today?
I did laundry today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting ready for Friday. And I just want to know if anybody's out there listening, give me a ride up to Philadelphia for the Las Vegas Style Show.
Gotcha.
And anybody out there listening,
uh-huh,
go to TomGavin.com and buy my T-shirts.
Right.
What are you going to do at the party on Friday night, Tom?
I'm bringing my guitar so I can play.
Now, but what else are you going to do if there's some hot ladies there?
Have sex.
What kind of, they're going to delete them out. You can't say sex after the word.
Oh.
What kind of sex do you want?
Oil.
Do you like oil, Tom?
Yeah.
What do you like about oil?
I put oil all over the girls.
You put oil over the girls? Explain that.
You put oil.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Good night. You'll never hear that. That's deleted forever. We love it when he talks dirty. Explicit dirty.
There's nothing greater.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
You think Friday night part of our Las Vegas style show could be you talking really dirty when we don't have to worry about the delay?
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be good.
What do you want to do to a girl, Tom?
What? Have sex.
With oil?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to call Gershwin to bring me up.
No,
not him.
Ugh.
Like,
anybody but him. Tom, we got to go.
All right. Buzz?
Yes, sir.
You go in the news.
Okay.
Have fun.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
All right.
And Tom, that was very, what does Mike always say after we say stand by for news and comment? That was very.
Genist? Yep.
That was very.
Good.
Pro.
Pro fair.
Profanity.
Yes, that was very profanity.
All right, Tom, that was very...
Profanity.
All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. And look,
happen.
Quit smelling my belly button.
God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, yeah, a lot of people from Philadelphia are calling now wondering, is this it? Yeah, this is the last call.
Yeah, last time. Got to get those letters in right now.
800-636-6410 is our fax number. We will pick a winner on tomorrow's episode. And we have tons of people calling wanting to give Tom a ride to Philadelphia. For instance, here's Mike.
How you doing?
But Mike,
yeah,
you realize if you gave Tom a ride, you'd have to sit out in the car.
Oh, I couldn't watch?
No.
Oh, I was hoping to give you my finger for another Las Vegas-style show.
Are you the guy who's...
I'm the finger man.
The guy who stands in the front row and just flips us off?
Yeah.
If you can give Tom a ride, we all let him come.
Yeah, you're all right.
Okay. You can come.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
All right.
Okay.
We'd miss that.
Yeah,
finger.
Why not? That guy, I mean, he's known good.
It's the guys
we didn't want... You know, we don't want somebody in there that we don't know.
Right.
The guy is a really big fan of the show.
Right.
And, you know, this is not the first Las Vegas-style show we've ever done. We used to do them all the time, and to the liquor board and the ABC board.
Yeah, so they got to be more troublesome than they were.
Yeah. This guy, big fan of the show, would come to every Las Vegas-style show, stand right in front. I mean,
big guy.
The guy would arrive 4 hours before the show, so he could be in the front row.
And flip us off as soon as we walked out.
The whole show, he would just give us the finger.
And simultaneously be grinning the whole time.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful relationship.
And at first we didn't get it.
Yeah.
We're like, don't you like us? And he said, girl, I love you.
With both
fingers up in there. All right. Tom's got his ride. Now let's go to the newsroom.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
U.S. Airways has filed for bankruptcy. There's talk United will be next. And now American is cutting another 7,000 jobs and grounding more planes. American says it lost $465 million in the last 3 months after losing $785 million last year.
I have heard all these news stories about these airlines going bankrupt. Does anybody ever take a peek at the Dick Cheney oil companies that are the reason that all these airlines are going bust? I mean, nobody controls the oil prices in this country. That's the problem. That's why they're all going bankrupt. It's fuel. They always say it's fuel, fuel, fuel. But yet the guys that are sitting at the top of the oil companies get richer and richer and richer.
Has no one fought that?
Has no one fought that. I agree.
Amtrak has suspended most of its high-speed Acela Express service today so it can inspect the trains for damage. A number of the trains have apparently cracked shock absorbers, so...
Get to know Charlie.
They've been sidelined and replaced by older, slower trains. To make matters worse, all the trains will have to run slower anyway until the heat wave subsides.
Mm-hmm. Here they are looking at the trains right now. Mm-hmm.
Checking them out. Mm-hmm. Engineers.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Extreme heat makes the tracks expand to the point that they tend to buckle, derailing the train cars. The president of Amtrak says he doesn't know when the Acela trains will start running again.
I read an article, I guess it was over the weekend, in the Washington Post, with the president of the local Amtrak, maybe the national guy, who was just pissed off
about the
Acela never runs on time, or that people get locked in the bathroom.
That happens a lot.
And that you're faster taking a Metroliner train than you are taking the Acela train.
They're more on hot nuts.
And that is Mike's complaint.
Yeah, sons of bitches.
His quote, I believe, was, "It makes no sense to me that after 150 years of railroading, you can't make a bathroom door that works."
Right.
And he used the word crapper.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Crapper.
He did.
And then you guys read that article as well?
Yes. And you and I have been on the train so many times when they have a problem with that door. That stupid-ass design with the door where somebody's in there and they can't get out.
And here we go again. Two pilots from Mesa Airlines are suspended without pay after security smelled alcohol on them as they were about to board.
Jesus Christ.
A flight attendant has also resigned over the incident. One of the pilots tested positive for alcohol use. The government's now revoking his license. They would have been flying for U.S. Airways Express from Little Rock to Charlotte.
Who was the guy in his...
I don't care
what they see. Shut your seatbelt.
That's not Charlotte. That's not Charlotte.
I don't care.
Put it down.
Bob, cut that, Davis.
Those guys are fags.
Hey, where'd you get that jacket, man?
I got it from the network. Gosh, I am so wasted.
Police say brother-in-law of rapper Snoop Dogg is holed up in a Las Vegas apartment right now after shooting a police officer. After the shooting, the man police say is Jermaine Fuller ran into an apartment building and took a hostage. The hostage escaped while the gunman was getting a drink of water. Police say the gunman may have wounded himself while grappling with the officer he shot. The wounded cop was grazed along his temple. He's in the hospital in serious condition. Police say they're trying to get in touch with Snoop Dogg to see if he can help.
Time out, Buzz. Right. We'll be right back.
After this, important...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sports 1140, KHTK.
A 20-year-old hatchback stalls in the fast lane. A jackknife rig full of ketchup makes a big stain. Brake lights everywhere, but I don't mind the slow. I'm listening to...
Hey.
Hey.
Well, what you doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull out this old tree. Want to see the lake a little better.
Oh. Huh. What you doing now?
Yeah, I'm tying a chain around the stump, trying to drag it out.
Oh, so you're going to pull it out with your truck.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it out with my truck.
Well, that tree ain't coming out yet.
Yeah, looks like I'm going to have to give it a little more gas.
Yep. Did you mean to drive into the lake?
No, I did not mean to drive into the lake.
Oh, things go better when you have a plan. For your plan to quit smoking, call 1-800-NO-BUTS. You'll get free confidential telephone counseling, and we'll work with you to create a quitting strategy with proven methods. It's not easy to quit smoking, but it is easier when you have a plan. 1-800-NO-BUTS, sponsored by the California Department of Health Services.
If you suffer from back pain, there's no reason to spend another night tossing and turning on a mattress that seems to hit every uncomfortable pressure point. Because now, there's a revolutionary breakthrough that will change the way you sleep forever. It's called a Sleep Number. It's the key to relieving your back pain, and it can only be found on a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number bed is the only bed you can set to your own sleep number. The setting that represents the ideal level of firmness, comfort, and support your back needs. In fact, 93% of people who use a Sleep Number bed report relief from back pain. Why suffer another night if you don't have to? Come in this week and find your sleep number. You'll be relieved you did. Select Comfort stores are located in major malls, including Vintage Fair, Solano Mall, Arden Fair, and Galleria at Roseville. The Sleep Number bed is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort.
Hey, it's the Rise Guys. I'm Justin Cage.
And the Phantom.
Big day for you tomorrow on the Rise Guys Show, Phantom.
Oh, because we're talking to the 49ers' Jeremy Newberry.
I will do that, but no bigger.
Because we're getting two more people for our river rafting trip on August 23rd.
Oh, you're on the right track. A little bit bigger than that for you, Phantom.
Oh, finally coming up with a name for Eric Burns to check in with when he's on the road with the Oakland A's.
That's right. We got to do that, but no. Think bigger.
What is it, Justin? I give up.
Mr. Gay USA. We're going to be talking to him.
I used to like you, Justin.
Sports 1140 KHDK.
Your home of the king.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.
I knew finding the right mortgage wouldn't be easy, so I went to LendingTree, filled out one simple form, and got four offers back within hours. Okay, actually that was kind of easy.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
Your car has a fuel system, but it can become clogged. And when your fuel system isn't clean, you start experiencing hesitation and sputtering. You need gum out. Gum out. Gum out. It'll make sure that your engine stays clean and performs better. And for a smoother running truck or SUV, use Extra Large Gum Out XL. It's specially formulated for larger tank vehicles.
Gum Out XL is available at your local Pep Boys locations.
Okay, installers, today we're going to talk football. With NFL Sunday Ticket on DirecTV, customers get up to 14 regular season NFL games every Sunday, and this is not on cable.
No way.
Sir, do we really need to be in a huddle to discuss this?
Of course we do, O'Dowd. Where's your team spirit?
Yeah, O'Dowd.
Now, in addition to the up to 14 NFL games, customers also get access to 31 premium movie channels. Walker, put that mascot uniform back on.
It's stinks.
Walker, these people want football, and football is what we're going to give them.
Yeah.
That and local channels.
Right.
So stick to the game plan.
Yeah.
Follow your gut.
Yeah.
Avoid the trenches.
Yeah.
And be the best darn installers you can be.
Yeah.
Sir, must you pat my butt when you say that?
It's a football thing.
Oh.
Now get 4 free months of our best programming package. Just subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket and Total Choice Premier Programming with an annual commitment to any Total Choice programming package. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or see your local retailer. DIRECTV. Feel the joy. Offer ends 10-12-02. New customers only. Hard run programming sold separately. Blackout rules and other conditions apply. See retailer for details.
University of Phoenix. Education at the speed of life.
Right here.
I chose University of Phoenix for the baseball program. My son's baseball program. University of Phoenix gave me the flexibility to complete my business degree in just 2 years without interrupting my job, without missing any of my son's Little League games.
Designed for working adults, University of Phoenix lets you earn your bachelor's or master's degree in the most efficient way possible. You attend classes at convenient times. You study with other motivated professionals and complete challenging real-world projects. And you earn one of the most relevant and respected degrees offered in your field.
My family, my job, my future. The University of Phoenix let me cover all the bases.
Awesome! Oh my!
The Sacramento Valley campus now offers a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. Call any of the 6 learning centers at 866-729-7899. 866-729-7899. You can do this.
Back to Billy Sardell from Hawaii.
Aloha! I brought my pizza talk show to the beaches of Hawaii to celebrate Roundtable's new Maui Mama Pizza Pot. And joining me is Hawaiian local Duke Makalaoko, who's going to tell us about the Maui Mama in his native tongue. Thanks for being here, Duke.
Mahalo nui loa.
Duke, why don't you fill us in on the authentic Hawaiian flavor of Roundtable's Maui Mama.
Kahala kahiki bai nui ame kahame.
He says that the juicy pineapple and tender ham...
I hai e pili ana. I ka io uhi pa apa
ahina. Mention the crispy bacon and seasoned strips of golden
Ami
crust makes for one incredibly tasty pizza pie. And Duke also wants to let everyone know that he still wets the bed.
Huh?
I'm just kidding, Duke.
Lolo.
Say aloha to the new Maui Mama Pizza Pie. Ham, bacon, and pineapple, all topped with strips of golden crust. Only at Round Table. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants.
And now Coors Light would like to spread a little love to all you guys out there.
I love football on TV. Shots of Gina Lee. Hanging with my friends and twins.
Wouldn't you love a cold one about now? Coors Light. Cold. Down. Easy. Rock on. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Going to a party? Go ahead. Get into it. But don't get out of it. Party wisely. Drink responsibly.
You change your own oil even though it really only costs a few bucks more at the Lube Express? Have you ever wanted to build an addition to your doghouse? Do you look at the Great Wall of China and think, that's nice work, but it took them 2,000 years. Well, then we got a place for you. Introducing Sears Tool Territory. It's like our catalog, only you can walk around in it. We've got over 18,000 tools. 75 top brands, including Craftsman, America's number one tool brand. And Tool Territory is staffed by people who maybe even know more about tools than you do. So if you love the smell of sawdust in the morning, if you've ever bought a tool just because it looked cool, if you'd rather build something incorrectly than ask for help, or if the words "some assembly required" make you feel all giddy inside, then stop by the new Tool Territory. America's best tool store is at Sears. Where else? The Oakland Raiders play here.
Now throws for the end zone. Brown got it!
Sports 1140 KHDK. Join us for another season of exciting Raiders football as we take you inside the Raiders training camp with player shows, news and information, extended pre- and post-game shows, and play-by-play action with Greg Papa and Tom Flores. We're going all the way this season on your home for the silver and black. Sports 1140 KHDK.
Touchdown, Raiders!
It's the Summer Sell Down Sales event going on now at Folsom Lake Chrysler Jeep. All 2002s on the lot must go. The Summer Sell Down Sales event is going on now at Folsom Lake Chrysler Jeep in the Folsom Auto Mall.
Win a home theater company deluxe system including giant screen HD TV, AV surround receiver, DVD, and M&K speakers. Enter at KHTK events at the Home Theater Company by September 15th. Check them out at hometheatercompany.com.
Hi, this is Grant Napier. You're listening to Sports 1140 KHDK Sacramento, an Infinity broadcasting station.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
And now, here's Kim Wasabi Buzz.
When it comes to the earning power of dead celebrities, Elvis is still king. Forbes magazine says E was the top earning celebrity in the last 12 months. $37 million while decomposing.
Wow. God damn it, honey. That reminds me. Thursday, Elvis is still dead.
Hey.
On the Don and Mike Show. Thursday. We celebrate. Excuse me, we don't celebrate.
Observe.
We observe the death of Elvis. With all your favorite Elvis tapes and stories.
Yeah, man, funny stuff from chimpanzees to DEA agents.
Don't forget his hot dog roll kick.
Yeah, riding around on a horse with a bag of hot dog rolls tied to the saddle.
I can't wait. Darling, I'd like to pour you some...
What kind of cough syrup was it, Rob?
Narcotic cough syrup.
Narcotic cough syrup.
In a champagne glass.
Yeah,
this tastes great, Jack.
Oh, I love me, Elvis.
Yeah, I think she OD'd, Jack.
Justice House investigators were about to subpoena Martha Stewart. She did a surprising thing. She asked the lawmakers to clear her name when it comes to suspected insider trading. She has just a week to turn over her phone and email records that relate to her dumping of M-Clone stock just a day before its value tanked.
Make your deal.
Lynn?
Clean your vag. We'll clean your slate.
Lawmakers say they're stunned by her request.
Let's see which happens first.
It's a good thing to do. I'd like you to clear my name, and I'm not producing any of your information.
In sports, baseball negotiators are back at the bargaining table this afternoon, but the two sides are still far apart on the two big issues, revenue sharing and a luxury tax. The U.S. basketball team wants Michael Jordan to join the squad for the World Championships at Indianapolis. It's a long shot, but Shaq, Iverson, and Kobe have already bowed out.
Oh, that reminds me, very soon.
Yeah. Yes.
Coming soon to the Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Shaq and Dennis.
Oh, good.
Call gay porn lines.
Uh-huh.
And what's up, Doc?
Yeah, what's up, Doc? How you doing, Shaq? Cause I am. She baited me. What's up, Doc?
And by the way, I've traded my first round picks with Charlie in exchange for his help through the season.
You are no. You are
S-ing. Yeah,
look at him.
Just,
look
like
at his face.
Look on your face.
Yes, you are S-ing.
Charlie asked me to say that.
Okay. All right.
And finally.
Boy, you got the cobra eyes that time, didn't you?
I sure did.
Wow.
Finally.
Thought they were going to be a fist fight in here.
You apparently can't watch.
Who are you going to pick?
I don't know. I don't have to tell you till tomorrow. I have 60 seconds at the top of the show tomorrow. Think of the suspense, the drama. Everyone will be waiting to hear who I choose tomorrow.
God damn you, Buzz.
You're not going to sleep well tonight.
No.
I'm sorry about that. I'm going to prepare a little bit tonight, too. More than just my friend Robert that gave me all this stuff. I'm gonna surf around and do that. But that's pretty good information I've got, right?
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad for the internet. Pretty good.
Pretty excellent. Good stuff.
And you apparently cannot watch a porno in your car in North Carolina. Four men who were watching one together in a Lincoln Navigator SUV have been arrested on felony obscenity charges.
It's pretty gay.
They now each face up to 6 months in prison. Hard time. One of the men told a reporter he doesn't know what all the fuss is about. He says the video they were watching, quote, wasn't nothing freaky. He says it just showed a little bit of getting it on. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Hi, Buzz.
Yep. Chris Winky.
Chris Winky?
Chris
Winky.
Chris Winky.
Yeah.
Chris Winky.
Gotcha.
I heard he's good.
Plays well because he's got a nice winky.
Think about it.
I will.
Chris Winky.
If only I knew what that meant.
He's only the best quarterback in the National Football League.
What do we have for Winky?
And then we got to go. We will see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Don't forget the BMs.
Ah, oh, yeah. All right, please.
Come on.
I'm glad you reminded me. I would have forgotten.
Please.
Rob,
please.
Maybe a call tomorrow morning.
Would you like that?
Could you please?
I'll jot it down.
It's one of those things that I just know I'll forget if I don't get reminded.
6:30?
Yeah, 6:30 in the morning. Usual time.
Can you?
Oh, yes, I can.
I know.
To the little
half.
Shall we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.